to order. A committee that will be seeing even more of each other in the coming weeks.
More and more joint.
We're excited
about that. What a pity.
Huh? I beg your pardon? You wish to be recognized, Senator Winters?
No, just stand for your phone back over here on this.
All right. On our agenda today is House Bill 2340. And
we don't have a quorum.
No, we don't, but maybe we could have some information about that in case we do have a quorum.
Be glad.
Representative Patridge, could you describe for us House Bill 2340?
I would be happy to, Mr. Co-Chair. Colleagues, House Bill 2340A completes the transfer of the Child Support Enforcement Program for the Department of Human Services to the Department of Justice. Presently, the majority of the activities relating to child support are performed by DOJ staff under an interagency agreement with Department of Human Services. Many district attorney's offices also contribute to the overall child support programs within the state of Oregon. This bill would formally transfer the remaining functions as well as designate DOJ as a state agency responsible for administering child support enforcement and paternity establishment programs under the Federal Social Security Act. The bill follows the recommendation of a Department of Administrative Services study completed during the interim to transfer the program. The transfer will end the current limited duplication of efforts and resources that presently exist. It will also provide for a single point of contact at the state level for child support activities. The governor's budget reflects the transfer of funding and positions, as well as the estimated $900,000 of estimated savings that will result from this bill. The subcommittee amended the bill with the language clarifying the role of the program's director in ensuring the program policy and rules meet the needs of the families served by this program.
Thank you, Representative Patridge. Any questions about this particular measure while we're awaiting the others? Well, Senator Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a question is, and a comment, is it the hope that it will, by making this transfer and this move, that there will be an increase in collecting support payments and a more expeditious way of getting those payments to the families and the kids who deserve it?
Senator Winters, I believe that there will be some efficiencies to be achieved by this. Previously, it was Human Services and DOJ. Now DOJ is the one, and they are the ones who typically have the relationship with the district attorney's offices locally, as well as some good bills that were put forward by Representative Butler and myself to ensure that more child support is being collected in a more efficient manner into the future.
And then hopefully we will not have a huge $1.6 billion in receivables, which a large amount of that is child support payments, that will diminish that particular problem somewhat too with the efficiency measure.
We certainly hope so, and we'd hope that just parents would pay for their own children instead of be deadbeats into the future.
Well, I think we had a bill that would speed up the collections, Mr. Chair. And
proceed, Senator Winters.
And someone referred to that bill of having a process server go out as Charlie, and I think I commented that if Aunt Charlene would not send Charlie out to collect it if the Uncle Charlie would pay his debts. So I hope that this will be...
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, there was a lot of discussion about this, Charles.
Is that right?
Yes. So I think that this is a good efficiency measure. Yeah, it's a good efficiency measure. Thank you, Representative Patrick.
Well, thank you for your work on this last session, Madam Chair.
Thank you for those comments. And sure. It's a shame that more members weren't here to hear them in person, but they'll be coming soon.
Representative Butler. I have a question for Representatives Patrick and Senator Winters. If indeed the state advances some portion of that $1.6 billion as child care for or child support for those folks who are not meeting that obligation, isn't a large portion of that supported in part by the federal government who mandates a lot of the programs?
Mr. Chair, Representative Butler, the majority of the child support money, it is a very small amount of general fund money. Most of that is federally supported.
Okay.
So this is not a large general fund budget, but we are putting it. We're using it in a much more efficient way. Representative Winters' committee last time, which I happened to serve on, she was Representative Winters then. She's Senator Winters now. Looked at some of these issues.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I just want to make sure that the $1.6 billion that we're talking about, a large portion of that, that large portion, which is in fact tagged with the child support program, isn't general fund, but probably is due in part to the state and a portion of the federal government.
Mr. Chair, Senator Butler, Representative Butler is correct. However, there's some other fundamental pieces to that, because when you do not receive your child support payments, and there's sometimes you end up in the other parts of our system that are general fund, and I think the whole issue of collecting the child support, getting it out in a very efficient way, is one that not only benefits the children and the spouses who are taking care of them, mm-hmm. but also assist us where the funds are getting where they need to be, so that they're not ending up in other parts of our system.
Thank you, Senator Winters. House Bill 2340 is before us. Is there a motion, perhaps?
Previous question.
Thank you. Well, taking care of the questions now, is there a motion on House Bill 2340? Representative Butler does move that House Bill 2340 be sent to the House floor with a do-pass recommendation, and that's with the Dash 2 amendments.
That is correct.
Perhaps we should adopt those before we send it.
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill, the Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 2340, the A2 amendments.
Representative Patridge has moved that we adopt the amendments dash A2 to House Bill 2340. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the amendments are agreed to. Representative Patridge now moves House Bill 2340 to the floor as amended with a do-pass recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Is there discussion? Is there objection? The clerk would please call the roll.
Representative Butler?
Here. Yes.
President Patridge.
Here.
Representative Hampton.
Here.
Does here indicates approval of this?
Yes.
Okay. Representative Morgan?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Judy Smith?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2340 is passed to the floor.
You never know.
Hold on. You don't let the Senate vote.
See, I'm talking the way we go there. He says, why are you taking roll? So I just decided we'll stop.
you're insignificant.
That's not how I'd phrase it.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't, since you used to be over here.
Please proceed with a roll call.
Senator Carter.
Mm-hmm. What you have done.
Senator Winter.
Of this panel.
Yes.
Senator Gorka.
Aye.
Senator Messerly.
Aye.
Senator Devlin.
Aye.
Vice Chair Harper.
Aye.
Co-Chair Schrader.
Aye.
Motion passes.
House Bill 2340 is passed to the floor. And we'll close the public hearing or the work session on House Bill 2340. Representative Patridge, would you be so kind?
I would be happy to
hear that on the House floor. There's Senator Devlin. Senator Devlin or Senator... All right. Senator Devlin, thank you very much. Now, other business, a Department of Environmental Quality. We have a... what do we have, Representative Krieger?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, floor chair.
A grant request.
Department of Environmental Quality had subcommittee recommends retroactive approval of submission of a grant application to the Environmental Protection Agency for $400,000 to conduct.
We're creating a mess over here for EPA to clean up.
Do you need the Department of Environmental assessment? Quality over there?
What are you doing?
Is that TMDL thing again? Sorry, Representative Krieger.
Please
tried to ignore the Senate earlier during the roll call, and now we know why.
Just please take note that it was the Senate side.
I have a question. Would that
gone under.
Would that be considered a brownfield site?
Representative Krieger, please
continue?
Yes. Thank you.
The department will focus these assessments on rural and economic distressed communities. These assessments will identify the human environmental health risks at each site, which will help determine site-specific actions necessary to mitigate contamination. Once the assessments are completed, DEQ will seek other funding sources, including grants, to complete and any revitalization necessary to allow the development. This is a competitive grant which will not be awarded until June 2003. There are no matching fund requirements, nor is there any obligation to continue funding after the grant expires. The subcommittee recommends retroactive approval of the grant application. And also, committee, they were cautioned about this retroactive grant application thing that the probably they're not going to be involved in that and don't appreciate them bringing them to us in that form.
Thank you, Representative. I appreciate that admonition. Is there a discussion of the recommended approval of this grant request? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the request is approved. All right. Representative Johnson, a request from the Department of Administrative Services.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The General Government Subcommittee recommends the committee acknowledge receipt of two reports on compensation plan changes that were submitted by the Department of Administrative Services. The first plan change relates to the governor's decision to rescind a 3% general salary increase for executive branch management employees in salary ranges 24 through 37, effective March 1, 2003. The previous governor had already decided to withhold a 3% salary increase from executive branch management employees in salary ranges 38 and above, effective February 1, 2003. The second plan change relates to a revised collective bargaining agreement with the Klamath Falls Airport firefighters in the Oregon Military Department that ensures that salary rates remain consistent with those stationed at the Portland Air Base. Your subcommittee recommends approval.
Is there a discussion of the report? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the recommendation is approved. Is there further business to come before the full committee? I've advised the committee, co-chair and vice chair, that we'll be seeing more of them in the near future. And we do appreciate all the work you've been doing on your subcommittees as we're closer to the end of our preliminary review of all the agencies, getting closer to the time when obviously you'll go into your work session modes. Our schedule now calls for a co-chairs or troika budget. We said the week of the 14th. We've taken full advantage of the co-chairs phrasing to say the week of the 14th and pushed that out as far as we could to the 18th. that document will certainly incorporate the input of all of the members of this committee. We've been also working with the governor and getting his thoughts on what numbers he might apply to the revised budget that he will produce. It is the hope of the committee, I believe, that we be somewhat and greatly in concert with the revised budget produced by the executive. I think that's what, frankly, our times dictate is a prudent course. So that's kind of where we're at. If there's any comments or input from the committee. Senator Carter.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. It is my hope that wisdom will prevail among all of us, that while we might have our differences that and our philosophical differences in particular, that we can work in harmony in a way that is going to produce not only a productive budget, but it's going to allow us to make friendly suggestions and have the kind of relationship that I think Ways and Means have shown in the past.
Appreciate don't throw water on me.
Since I wept myself this time.
Any other comments? If not, thank you all for your attendance, and the committee is adjourned.